I don't take tracts back. Sometimes people want to hand it back to you. Like they'll just take a quick glance and then hand it back to you. And I just kind of look at them and I say, hey, you know, praise the Lord or something. But I try in my mind, I'm tactically thinking, don't take the tract back because you never know how the Lord will use it. So most times they tuck it in their pocket and go on their way. So don't play games. No games, no gimmicks, and straight to the point. If people ask me, what is it, you know? I just clearly say it's some Bible verses. It's a Bible tract. There's some Bible tracts that, and to each their own. You guys got to realize this is just, some thoughts I'm sharing, but, there's tracts out there that, you know, I don't want to say what they are. I'll just say there's some tracts out there that look, they glitter as gold, right? And so the person is taking it under a circumstance less than knowing that it's the word of God, right? And so they're tricked. And I've been standing down the street from where somebody was handing out tracts that looked like one thing and turned out to be another. And I saw the people going and heard them saying, oh man, this thing's like about God, you know, I thought it was a such and such, and then threw it out right there in front of me, you know? And, so I always use tracts that are, you know, just the word of God, plain and simple, and tell people right up front, that's what it is. I don't hand out tracts to little kids. If you want to offend somebody's parents, hand their child something. Okay, now if there was a group of just a bunch of young people coming walking by, no problem, right? But if you've got two or three young kids with their parents and they're walking down the street, I approach the parents first. And if they take one, I say, hey, could I give one to your kids? You know, because their kids are all reaching as soon as mom and dad take one, right? And I hand them out. But I don't start with the kids and then go to the parents, because I think that's a respect issue. It might seem like it's the easy path. You know, a lot of times we think, oh, you go through the kids and you get to the adults, right? But I feel like I don't want somebody handing my children something that hasn't kind of filtered through me. And, so I try to extend that same, courtesy. Because again, I'm a believer, right? I'm trying to do things in a purposeful and meaningful way before the Lord. So, tract bomb businesses. A lot of times you'll be working in a city and the restaurants extend out into the street, or onto the sidewalk. They've got tables outside and stuff, and you could be tempted to, you know, walk by and hand out a bunch of Bible tracts right there. And, we usually shy away from that type of thing too. These people have come out for dinner and, it's a little bit different. They're in a paying establishment and they're, you know, talking, having an intimate relation, conversation or something with either their family or somebody they're out for dinner with. And I'm kind of injecting myself into their paid for private time. And I'm not sure that that's the right thing to do. So, typically we'll walk on by. We'll find a corner where people are just freely walking by, right? We don't walk out into the traffic to hand out tracts and or ever reach into a car window, right? Because you never know, if you reach into a car window, somebody could grab your hand, just even in a joking manner. The kid could grab your hand or something, and then the other guy drive off, and now you could find yourself tugged. So you wouldn't ever want to reach into a vehicle. And I know in America here, you'll quickly get a ticket, as well as if you're out walking in the traffic itself and it's really busy, the police are not too interested in seeing that happen. So, don't get caught up in the argument of the day. I said in my presentation the other night or morning, whatever it was, what do you think about homosexuality? It's like the number two thing I hear, right? The number one thing is, no thanks, I'm good. The second thing is, what do you think about homosexuality? They're just looking for a fight, right? So don't get caught up in whatever that is, whether it's the one I just used as a reference or something else, right? The politics or something of that nature. I had mentioned that I try to work around that, right? I want to have the conversation because they've taken the time to stop, right? And sometimes it's, you know, four or five young people, right? Well, and one of them's kind of got the spotlight and wants to press the point, right? And try and get around that in a meaningful way and share the good news, right? And get back to, where is your soul going to spend eternity? As soon as you're in an argument and you're trying to defend what you think about homosexuality, you've lost, right? my perspective is if they come to know the Lord, if they put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, he'll deal with all of those other things that are going on in their life that are dishonoring to the Lord. So I'm looking more past. I try to get around that. Of course, I don't want to put up with it. I hope nobody would interpret that's my thought here. Sin is sin, right? But I'm not going to have that argument right there on the street. This is about the soul and where is it going to spend eternity. And sometimes I'm counting mentally in my head as I'm interacting with somebody. I'm interacting with them and I count how many times do I go back to where is your soul going to spend eternity? And they change the subject because they don't want to talk about it, right? Because then they have to come to the foot of the cross, right? When you start talking about it and they have to come to the foot of the cross, right? And there's one guy I remember 8 times I came back around to, but where's your soul going to spend eternity, right? And so you have to be persistent in that thought that that's really why you're there, not get caught up in that battle. You could take a few of those and pass them on. Take a few of those and pass them on. Here's a different flavor. And here's a different flavor. Take a few and just pass it on. So don't get caught up in the argument of the day. These were some practical helps, some don'ts. Don't do it. As I look around the room, I know there's others in here that have a similar ministry, interacting with people, handing out literature and stuff. And I would like to just invite you, do you have any other thoughts on anything that I've said or that you've heard so far with regards to distribution of Christian literature? Yeah, there's a hard lesson sometimes, right? Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. And is there any others? Was there another hand that I missed? Yes, dear sister. I'll try to pass this.
Yeah. In the Philippines, it's very open. You can go into restaurants and into places where the boys play video games, etc. You just walk in, and if you have a family eating at a table, you count the number of people there and just leave it on the end of the table and go. Yeah, and they will take it when they go.
Yeah, different cultures, right, permit different things, right?
So. I would say, in light of what she just said, in Philadelphia, with certain people groups, there is liberty to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually go into beauty parlors in North Philadelphia and give out gospel calendars and things of this sort, and many are very readily receiving them. But if I did that in the suburbs, no way, they'd call the police right away.
Right, right, yeah. Thank you. So those are some practical don'ts. Moving on here, here's some practical do's that have come in time. Do remember, like I mentioned the other day, that there's a soul in there, right? You can be looking at somebody that's got the gauges in their ears that are 2 inches and all the hooks and hangers and tattoos. And I've even seen a guy with actual antlers embedded in his head, like medically embedded antlers, to make him look more like Satan. Had his teeth chiseled into points across the front. You got to get past that. There's a soul in there. There's a soul in there that loves, the Lord loves that soul. He's not willing that any should perish. And sometimes it's hard to get past that, but you have to. In some way, you can't be offended. That guy burned your local church, that young man that I talked about, you know. He left with a Bible. He started out by saying, you know, I hate God. I don't, you know, it was a, you know, but he left with a Bible. And I promised to read some of the verses that we had spoke of and underlined together. And I trust the Lord, you know, that the Lord maybe brought that man to himself, right? We'll never know until we come into the glory, and then we're not probably going to care, right? Because we'll be too enraptured with the Lord. But